can cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves, the universe, and the world around us. And through it, though, making sure that we foster compassion, love, and that sense of oneness. So sometimes this may not be easy, but allowing ourselves to open up, to embrace the power of observation, curiosity, and self-discovery, we open the door to that limitless possibility for evolution and transformation. So as we step into it, Ernest Holmes says, the road to self-discovery often calls for the clearing away of the underbrush of ignorance, fear, and superstition, and a sense of isolation, which has made us feel that we were unworthy, unheld, and lost. In the divine providence of good, salvation is unnecessary, but self-discovery is essential. We do not save that which was lost. We merely discover that which needs to be found. Right? And I said that at the beginning. But it's important that we remember that everything we have, sometimes we just need to clear off the brush or the debris, right? I think of like that, archaeologists, where they put away all the sand and they discover the bones or they discover what's underneath. And sometimes we just need to do that ourselves, for ourselves, is just brush away that debris. So, personal, practical application this week, not homework, because I know some people don't like, I look up there because somebody on Zoom said, don't say homework. That's too hard. So, how about if this week we make a point to spend a few minutes each day, either in meditation, reflection, or contemplation, and allow yourself to create a space for the exploration of your own inner landscape without trying to judge or change. Notice that, judge or change. It's accepting ourselves for who we are. But pay close attention to what is being revealed during those times of quiet reflection for this space. It may begin to shift and move in ways in alignment with your understanding of your own authentic expression. So take a few moments this week and just allow and watch yourself. And I know that my people that are in their 40 days of prayer are doing that daily already. Because do you know what today is? Today is halfway, people. We're on day 20. We have made it through halfway. So with that, know that as we pay attention to our inner landscape, that things may surface, and that's okay, because you have the tools to weather through this. We all make changes in our life, and we can keep stepping forward. So with that, let's go into prayer. As we take this time and this breath of knowing that divine mind, that creative spark that is within each of us, knowing that the divine is the thing behind all things. It is the source. So today I acknowledge and I am aware that that inner presence is my source of all my supply. I know that I am, as each of you are, one with that divine source, which is unlimited possibility, which is love, which is joy, which is happiness, which is freedom. So today, I claim that freedom for myself and for each of you. I claim that joy of being our authentic expression in this world, allowing our light to shine. I release and let go of any fear of, am I good enough? Because today is the day I choose to know the truth of myself. I choose to remember that I am whole, perfect, and complete right here, right now, in this moment. So as I let these words go into that law of mind with gratitude, with a grateful heart full of joy and love, I know this truth. And I let these words flow. I let it be, I let it go, and ask you to join me in saying, and so it is.